Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to be back again on Blog Talk Radio, reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Floyd and Betty Yearwood, and we just want you to join right in with us and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth, and just join in and call in and be a part of the service with us tonight. The call-in number is 347-308-8524. You call in, be a part of the service, and be live with us, and that's 347-308-8524. So we'd like to have you just to join in with us and just be a part of this service and reaching the world for Christ. And Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, and we're just evangelists just trying to tell somebody the great news about Jesus Christ and tell them that there is a hope and there is life on the other side. You know, on the other side of death, there's life. If we just have everything under the blood and be washed in the blood. And we've got a call in here. It's 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Yeah, it's Evangelist Miller, and I'm down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord, Brother Miller. Glad to have you on here with us tonight.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
We're just still speaking on faith, still believing God, standing in faith, and trusting God for everything. Praise the Lord.
That's right. That's part of being a Christian, isn't it? Having the faith to believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sure is. So, let me give each prayer request, and we'll just go to the Lord in prayer and ask you to pray with us and believe God for these prayer requests. And anybody else want to call in on 347-308-8524, why don't you feel free to do that. Just worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. We have prayed for the unsaved. The Millers need prayer. That's Brother and Sister Miller. That Brother Miller's on the line with us here tonight. And Clarence Norse, and they're needing healing in and Eloise needing healing in their body. And Miracle Valley, Brother Sister Harder, they're needing a prayer and be lifted up from Miracle Valley, and just pray that God will meet their needs out there. The Smiths need to sell a camping trailer. And sound equipment, need to pray for them that God will just move and sell that camping trailer and that sound equipment for them. And we've got it on our website. You can go to it and see the picture of it. And we need a van for us to travel in with for the ministry. That God will just make the way for that. And and pray for Timothy and Tosh as they make their CD, that God will bless it, anoint it, and Lily Elrod needs prayer, and Wayne Dockery needs salvation. Brother Bobby Bryant needs a bus to travel in and preach the gospel in. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time and just ask you to pray with us and just believe God that He will meet these needs. You know, we stand on faith and believe faith and preach faith. And you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So that's why that we bring these prayer requests to the Lord every time and trust in Him. So, Brother Miller, you just want to lead us in prayer there?
Yes, Father, we know that you hear all prayers. We know that you're an all-consuming God, but a God of mercy and grace. And Lord, we ask tonight as we lay all these requests before your feet, before your throne, Lord, that you'll come in like a mighty rushing wind, Lord, and raise up a standard against the adversary that wants to destroy what you've laid before your people together. So tonight, Father, I ask that you move in a special way tonight. And pour out your anointing upon your people, Lord. Not only giving what people have asked for, but yet, Lord, being able to heal and touch the people that have infirmities tonight, Father. We just give you praise tonight and the glory for having the mercy and the grace, the Lord, to let the people see where they stand before you. And let the people be a testimony unto the world that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of more than enough, Lord, the healing God that consumes all of the infirmities that come against our body, Lord, that will go ahead and walk. Even though the path seems to be stony and the path seems to be a little bit unclear, that by the Holy Ghost you can lead us forth into your glory and into the path that you laid for each individual tonight. Lord, we give you praise for the blessings and just the gifts that you're restoring to the people. Lord, I ask that in a mighty, mighty special way tonight, everyone in the sound of our voice, that you will move upon them and touch their needs. And touch their very being, touch their spirit, touch the flesh that they live in, Lord, this night. And let it be a special anointing. Let it be a special blessing in their very home as they call on you, that have the faith to believe that you are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, that you are a God of more than enough. And that you are a God that still sits on the right hand of the Father and hears our cries. You're a God that still feels the tears when they hit the ground. You're a God that knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. You're a God that knows every hair that's on our head. Lord, I ask tonight that you'll move up on this ministry and that you'll move up on the words of our lips and have compassion upon the people to draw them. Let the Spirit draw them unto you tonight and set the captive free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I just praise God for what He's going to do tonight, Brother Miller. I believe God's got a special anointing for this service tonight. I feel His presence already. I believe He's got something for us if we'll just look into His Word, look into the faith, and just receive what God has for us. We got another call in here, 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Yes, the greetings in the name of the Lord. This is Sister Cheryl Miller from Hartsville, Missouri.
Praise God. Good to hear you in there tonight, Sister Miller. Brother Miller's in there also, so good to have you in here with us just to lift up the name of Jesus. You know,
yes.
I want to read a verse here that I think I've read about every time that we've had this service just to open up, but you know, faith is believing without seeing, you know. And right here, Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You know, that's one of the things that we can look into and just know that beyond every shadow of a doubt that whenever we pray and trust God in faith, God's going to move for us. And it may seem like, you know, sometimes that he's not answering, he's not moving, but I guarantee you God is a moving. He hears our prayers and he hears our cry. And over in, I can't remember just exactly the chapter and verse, but in Proverbs there, I believe it is, or Psalms 1, he said that he delivered us out of the trouble when we're into it. You know, we just cry out to him by faith, he's going to move for us. And I praise God tonight that we can know that beyond every shadow of a doubt, by faith, God is going to move. It's impossible to please him without faith. And I praise him tonight that he give us all a measure of faith.
Yes.
If we just use the little bit that he gives us, we can let it grow into a mountain, and we can do whatever God tells us to do by faith. And I praise God tonight for that. Praise the Lord.
Lord,
hallelujah. Why don't you go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, he said, according to your faith, so shall it be.
Yes.
Where is your faith level? That's what I ask the people tonight. You know, if you don't have any faith, really you ain't got no right to ask God for a whole lot.
Amen.
I mean, because he wants to see somebody that moves him. He wants to see somebody that loves on him. He
yes.
wants to see somebody that creates an atmosphere for him to operate. And every time I've ever seen the atmosphere created and the presence of God will come down. I don't care who you are or where you're at or what the circumstances are. If you create a Holy Ghost atmosphere, God will come. He said, seek, ye shall find. Knock, and
yes.
it shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
But it's a faith level. It's a faith level that we have to come into knowledge with. You can't get a whole lot without faith. And, you know, all through the walks of the Bible, the people that were chosen, the people that were called, were put into situations to test them.
Yes.
To their ability of probably being plumb overwhelmed. Oh, and when you reach that place, that moves God.
Yes.
When
amen.
You reach a place when there ain't no other way to go but straight up.
Amen.
Straight up. When you reached it.
Praise the Lord.
If you call on God and you haven't got your answer, just remember, the answer's on its way.
Yes.
It's not in our time, it's in God's time.
Amen.
He's a loving God. He's a loving God. You know, and I'm thankful tonight to know by faith that the words that God gave me is real. I know he said, I'll go away. And where I go, you cannot come right now.
Amen.
But I won't leave you comfortless. I will send or leave you the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, he said he went away to prepare a place for you and I. Oh, he's gone to prepare a place. I know that there's many mansions. There's many places that he's building. Oh, it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so overwhelming. It's going to be so breathtaking. It's going to be worth it. I'm thankful that the earth is not our heavenly home. I am thankful that the earth is just a stepping place, a stepping stone, so to speak. It's a place to determine whether we spend eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. But I'm thankful that this earth is not going to be our everlasting forevermore. I know that by faith, God has picked out a special place for his people.
Yes, he has.
Our minds can't comprehend where he's went. Our mind can't comprehend what he's doing. By faith, we can. And when we come into an understanding of his word, come into the anointing and walk in his will, then we can supernaturally experience some of the things that he's laid aside and laid in store just for
Amen.
Us. We see things through a glass darkly, but right now by faith, we know that his return is soon, very near.
Yes.
And I give him praise.
Hallelujah.
I give him praise this night in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. You know, Brother Yearwood, Peter, the Apostle Peter in I believe it's 2 Peter, called this faith that we have like precious faith. Our faith is precious. When we think
faith.
Of word precious, most often we think of something like a newborn baby. And a newborn baby is precious. And that child in the arms of a mother and a father develops.
Amen.
And it's that development of that child is really dependent on that mother and father.
Amen.
And how they are talked to and interacted
praise
with. And we've got to interact with our faith because our faith, Peter said, was precious.
Yes.
And we have obtained it from heaven. And we have like precious faith because we share that faith, that precious faith, one with another in the body of Christ.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that faith, he said, was precious. So we must take the faith that we have been given and acknowledge that it is precious.
Yes, it is.
But it is a heavenly gift. Hallelujah.
Yes,
something to be nurtured and to be respected in one another.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Pretty well check your faith level by checking your joy and your love level.
Amen.
Faith worketh by love. So therefore, even the joints of the body of Christ are dependent upon movement in the right direction and not being stoved up by our love, by our faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So
praise
faith
God.
Is a precious gift.
Yes, it is.
And the enemy from the beginning wanted to come in, even the early church, and destroy that, get them off track. Jude talked about it. Jude talked about it, that there are those that wanted to come in and bring something else. Discord among the brethren, God hates it, and it'll destroy faith.
Yes, it will.
It'll destroy the body.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it's allowed to be out of control. So therefore, we must, as even a body and ministers, guard over this like precious faith. We're told to contend for it, to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Amen.
We contend for it, again, not letting it be watered down, not letting another gospel, another Christ be preached.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are many things, even in the church today, that have crept in that could destroy this like precious faith if it were possible.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So we are to guard over it.
Yes,
we are to guard over this precious faith and contend for it against all evil.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Right, here's something that says, now faith is protested. Now faith is, praise God. Let me move on that. I'm hung up on that. By faith, God's word, and we hear God's word, and in Romans 10 and 17, that'll give us faith by written testimonies. John 20 and 30 and 31, through the prophets' testimonies, John 17 and 20, by hearing the gospel, Acts 15 and 7, this will build our faith. And you know, that's what it's all about. You know, if we just get into the Word of God and just grab a hold of these words that's spoken, this is one way that we can build our faith, you know, and by hearing the Word of God and by hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, It will build us up in our faith. And, you know, you're in a good anointed preaching, you know, people preaching faith, you know, and standing on the word of faith and seeing God move and seeing the works of God, that will build up our faith. And that's what it's going to take in this day and time for people to get in the faith and just move, praise God, by faith, you know, just move and say, God, you said this. You set it in your word and just grab a hold of it by faith and go with it, you know, and believe whatsoever we ask in his name and don't doubt it. We're going to receive something from God. We're going to receive our needs. We're going to receive faith, and that's what it's all about. I know I sit around a lot of times, and I feel like I'm kind of down and out, but whenever a good anointing preacher come on or a good anointing word of God, just get to studying on the word of God or get to singing a song of that God has spoken to my heart. You know, people says, well, you've got to have a song. But my friend, I'm going to tell you, whenever God saves you, he gives you a new song. And you get singing that song that God has placed in your heart. It'll lift you up in the faith, and it'll build you up that you can go through the mountain. You can go through the fires. As Hebrew children, as they walked through the fire, they was in a mountain right there. They had a trial before them. But they said, in other words, they were saying by faith, God is able to deliver us through this fire. And, you know, that's what it's all about tonight. We may be facing a battle, but God is able to take us through that fire, just like the Hebrew children. If they'd have doubted, and they would have burned up. But they didn't doubt. They knew that their God that they were serving was greater than the old king that had signed the decree there that anybody bowed down to worship the living God, that he was going to be destroyed. But praise God, by faith they said, we're going to serve our living God. And you know, that's what it's all about tonight. By faith, we're going to serve the living God. We're serving a God that's more than just, like one guy was trying to tell us here the other day, that Olive was still on the throne. He was still somebody to pray to, and he was telling us some other names. But my friend, I've got news for him tonight. Praise God. There ain't but one name, and that is Jesus. And he's sitting at the right hand side of the Father tonight. He's making intercession for the people that has got true faith and believing that whatever God's word says, and will stand on that word and take that word that God has placed in their heart and move out the sin and put faith in there, they're going to go somewhere. So I've got news for them. If they go to Olive tonight, if they go to his tomb, they're going to find him still there and nothing there to do him any good. If they go to all the other names of them things, of them little gods, they're going to still find them. But they go to that tomb where my Lord and my Savior laid, they're going to find it empty because he didn't stay but 3 days there, and he rose by faith and went back to the Father, and he said he was going to prepare a place for us, and he said that when he goes, he's going to make a mansion there for us, as Brother Miller was mentioned there a while ago. I thank God for that mansion, because he said in my Father's house are many mansions, and I'm praising God tonight by faith. I've got a mansion there. When I separate from this body, and this body goes back to the mother dust of the earth, my spirit is going to be with God, and I'm going to dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. It's all by faith. That's what it's all about. And I thank God tonight that he has placed faith in people that really want to do something, really want to live for God, really want to go home one day after a while. You know, I thank God we don't have nothing here to dwell in forever, but we've got something in heaven that we're going to dwell in forever. It's all by faith, and I praise God tonight by that. I tell you what, right here, another one. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against message, there is no law. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for that.
Yes.
Against that, Brother Miller, Sister Miller, there ain't no law.
There's
praise
no law.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well,
let's go ahead and obey the Lord there. It's all by faith. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, as you were preaching there, I thought of Jabez and the prayer that he cried out to God with. You know, sometimes it seems that even his name was something even that brought him some distress and pain.
Thank you.
And sometimes we may think that we are even under some curse from our earthly mother or father, but we've been redeemed from the curse.
Yes, we have.
But sometimes, you know, our feelings will lie to us because that is the soulish realm, and the enemy is there to plant thoughts, and we have to bring those thoughts under subjection to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, it seemed the only way Jabez could do that was just cry out, bless me. Sometimes we're in situations where we don't know what to pray.
Amen.
But we can cry out like Jabez and say, Lord, bless me. And he will hear that cry.
Yes, he will.
And he will bring that blessing and he will increase us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The law was perfect, but we couldn't fulfill that law.
Amen.
We can't get in by works.
No.
It's by faith.
Yes.
Through grace that we are saved. And all we do and ask is in the name of Jesus, that name that is above every other name. That's our faith must be in the Word of God and in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because He is the Word. And nothing was created without Him.
Right.
Nothing is upheld without Him.
Amen.
And if He upholds all that we see, the planets, the earth, the stars, the universe, then how difficult is it for us to have faith that He upholds our life?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If He's mindful of the little sparrow,
yes,
He's mindful of us.
Yes, He is.
And He has given us faith that we can hold on to, and it can increase by hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God will never pass away.
No,
it is unshakable.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This is truly precious faith.
Yes, it is. Praise.
It's a life source.
Yes.
It's our life source to bring from heaven into this earth realm the things that God said we could have.
Yes.
It's a key. Hallelujah. Faith in the name. And when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus and we stand on His word, every portal in heaven has to open unto us.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. Hamasahiah. And whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, what we ask the Father, He said it shall be done.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like precious faith.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise shaking God. Together and running over.
Amen.
You know, God just wants His people to create an atmosphere of worship.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are in need of a healing in their body tonight.
Yes, they are.
A lot of people are in need of a lot of things. Sometimes, right in the middle of our circumstances, we begin to praise Him. And as you begin to praise Him,
the blessing of God just starts infiltrating through your Holy
yes.
Spirit and down into your fleshly body.
Amen.
You know, you don't have to have someone to lay hands on your mortal body.
Man.
If you create an atmosphere right there where you're at.
Yes, you can.
If you go into a holy of holies right where you're at. If
Amen.
You praise him and create a spiritual atmosphere of love and faith. Faith, if the word is stored in your spirit, and you believe the word of God to be true without a shadow of a doubt, it's already activated. And when you go into the special place of praise, whether it's in song, or whether it's in tears, or whether it's in travail, wherever he has you, and just open up your very being, your very spirit unto the Lord, and start praising him, and start worshiping him. That's when God is moved and you start touching the hem of his garment. The woman that had the issue of blood,
yes,
she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She believed that. She knew the word was real. She knew who Jesus was. She knew what he stood for and what he came into earth for. She knew by touching the hem. In other words, touching his spirit, going into his presence, touching him personally, one-on-one, that the issue would be overcome and conquered. And when she did this, he stopped immediately with all the crowd around me, and he asked a question, who touched me? God's looking
yes.
for people to touch him. God's looking for people to touch him.
Yes,
that's what he's doing right now. He's thirsty. He's hungry for people to get in the special place of praise and worship and touch him. Because when you do, immediately, the issues of your life, the desires, the needs that you need will be overwhelmed like the lady that pushed her way and touched him. Immediately, she was made whole, and she got her blessing.
Yes, amen.
I thank God that he is such a loving, spiritual creator of the whole universe, that he had compassion upon something like me. And I give him praise. If there was ever anything, if I could tell anybody anything tonight, I would have to say create an atmosphere for the Lord Jesus to come into where you're at so you can be touched by Almighty God. That's where you want to be. That's where we got to go to.
Amen.
He's coming, and I look for God to come in a manner just to rapture me out of my body. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, by faith, I believe that when God comes to Terry, I believe millions and millions of people stand before God waiting to be raptured.
Amen.
Into a place where they'll be waiting in standing room
yes.
only, and there'll be a lot of them that won't make it because they don't want to go to a place, an atmosphere of God.
Man.
And another God. They want to believe in a God that's dead, that's still laying in a tomb. I'm telling you, way out of this earth.
He's alive.
Way to get where you need to be, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Praise tonight. I give him the glory in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, brother, right here, Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, I praise the Lord tonight that looking, as you've been saying there, looking the faith, you know, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, that's what it's all about tonight, is just knowing that looking unto Jesus, he has the faith that he give us, that we can endure the things he told us. You know, he done all this by going through the cross just for us. I praise God tonight that he, Hebrews 12 and 2 there, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, Jesus went through shame just for the faith that we could have. And I thank God tonight that he loved us enough that he buried the cross, you know, that you and I could have this life. You know, without the cross and without us going to the cross, we wouldn't have a chance tonight to stay here and tell anybody that by faith God is able and willing to do whatever that we need if we just get into the atmosphere that you've been speaking about and putting him there in a place that we can go through his anointing. You know, if we get in the spiritual realm and get into the anointing of God, then God is going to take us through the things that we're facing, the things that we don't seem like that we can go through, but by faith, he made it possible, and I thank God for that. So let's let Tim sing right here and sing a song and praise to us, and just keep your minds up on the Lord, and just we'll be back just in a minute, and you can obey the God and just speak whatever the Lord give you to speak there. Go ahead. Praise him. Give you something there. Praise the Lord.
I was reminded a while ago when we were all, you know, flowing there in the spirit real well, the Lord quickened to me something. You know, right in the middle of our storm.
Yes.
Sincere with God. That's when God becomes sincere with us.
Amen.
The storm is created just for us. Not
yes.
for the pain or the torment, but to grow us and to mature us and to cause us to, you know, sometimes when a woman is having a child and she's about to give birth, it's very painful. And sometimes they have to struggle and push through the circumstance
yes.
to be able to give birth. And it's very painful. But without the pushing, without the pain, without the trauma, a child would not be born.
Amen.
It was just set up that way. And sometimes right in the middle of our circumstance, right in the middle of the storm, God shows up and he shows out. And I'm recalled
Amen.
To remember when Jesus was working with the disciples and schooling them and teaching them, what did he do? He had them to get into the boat. He got them out on the sea, and then a storm come. I believe that God created that storm
yes,
just
he
to
is.
See what they was made out of. And the Bible tells us about how great the storms was. Well, I can only imagine
Amen.
How the waves must have consumed the boat and how the winds would blow where you couldn't concentrate, you couldn't focus. But out of it all, Peter looked across the water and he saw something that was coming to him. But he couldn't make it out because of the wind and the debris and the water and the waves. But when it reached a point, he realized that it was Jesus, our Lord and Savior, walking on the water.
Yes.
So much so that he said, Lord, if it be you, command me to come to you on the water. Peter did not have his eyes on the ways of the world. Peter did not have his eyes on the circumstance. He had his eye on Jesus. And when he looked at Jesus, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come on the water. And he did more than any of them in the ship. He got out of the boat, and he started walking on the water because he had everything, all the trials, all the tribulations, everything around him was shut off for a moment. He got his eyes on Jesus, and he started walking on the water.
Oh.
What happened? The moment that he got his eyes off of Jesus, he started sinking down in the water, and he said, Lord, save me. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They get their eyes off of Jesus and get their eyes on the circumstance, and I'm guilty. They get their eyes on their problems, and I'm guilty. They get their eyes on the ways of the world, and they get consumed, and I'm guilty. But I'll tell you, when we focus on Jesus, we get our eyes on Jesus. He brings us up out of the water, and he commands us to walk on the water with him, with his love around us, with his love in us. But I'm going to tell you one more step. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So how can you walk with him? Can you say amen?
Amen. Praise God.
Lord,
help
me. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
You know, I know that there's coming a time when our Lord is going to stretch from the east to the west.
Yes. Yes, he
and
is.
He's going to stand. But I know that we want good things to happen. He said, abide. He said, abide until I come.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, if we get down to bare facts, if we get down to realization, we get into revelation, and we already walk by faith. We already believe the word from Genesis to Revelation. If you start looking at Revelation and what it has to offer, you know, then we know what's about to come up on the earth. We know what's fixed to happen. And with our carnal thinking, it's not good. But let me tell you, if we was totally sold out to God, it would be hard to keep us here on earth.
Yes, it would.
Because earth really has not a whole lot to offer us while we're here. But God wants us to abide. He wants us to work for him. He wants us to walk by faith. He said there's no greater love than a man lay down his life for his brother. He
Amen.
Wants us to, you know, our life, we don't know. If we live by faith, we never know from day to day whether we're going to live in this earth tomorrow. I don't know if I'll see daylight. You don't know if you're going to see daylight. But
Amen.
By faith, we're believing that tomorrow will come.
Yes.
But if it doesn't, I can tell you this. If you're living
the life that Jesus wants us to live. Whether you stay or whether you go, where you are is going to be holy, and you'll be blessed. I know that there's a place that's far better than this right here.
Oh, yes. Amen.
And God is going to bring us there. Now, how he's going to get us there, I don't know if it's going to be by the way of the grave or if it's going to be raptured. But when we get there, there'll be no more sorrow.
There'll
be no more pain. He'll wipe all of our tears away. It's going to be a whole different program.
Yes, it is.
I can't wait to get started for eternity. And
Amen.
I say that with all my heart. With all my heart, I know that when I go into eternity, if I've done the things that I'm supposed to do, if I've did the things that I've been commanded to do, then I know all is well. And I ask you tonight, can you say all is well? Can you say without a shadow of a doubt, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Amen.
Can you say without a shadow of a doubt that you put your best foot forward and that you walk by faith and not by sight, and you walk in love, charity, and truth? Tonight, we don't know if we're going to see daylight tomorrow morning. So tonight I ask you, check yourself. For Jesus is true. He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And if you don't know him, it's not too late.
Amen.
If you don't know him. You know, I know there's many people listening to this broadcast that loves Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I'm inspired by the Holy Ghost right now to say he's not a respecter of person.
Amen.
You can call this radio station and you can talk and you can praise him. You can uplift his holy name. Or if you're unsaved and you don't know how to be saved, you can call this radio station and we will lead you through a sinner's prayer.
Yes.
We will lift you up before our Jesus that we're telling you about.
Amen.
We will stand in the gap and bring you before the throne room and lift you up before God. And
Amen.
It's you, it's your choice, it's your word, and it's your heart that you'll be given unto the Lord forevermore. If you want your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you're not saved and you are a sinner, you don't have to call in. All you have to do is give us somebody that you know that is a Christian and let them help you.
Yes.
But I'm telling you tonight by radio that we are here for anyone. We're not just here to preach the word and agree and talk about the love of the Lord. We love this. This is an everyday walk for us.
Jesus,
but tonight I'm telling you that if you need Jesus, call this radio station.
Yes.
Call this ministry and let us help you. That's our job. That's what we're here for, to lift up your hand, hold your hand up until you get strong enough to where you can stand on your own.
Amen.
And I give God the praise for all that in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
If you're up there and want to call in, the number is 347-308-8524. Just go ahead and call in. We'd be glad to pray with you, pray for you, give you a chance to obey the Lord if you're a Christian, let you testify. Because, you know, this is what it's all about, is lifting up the name of Jesus. And right here, Sister Miller said this a while ago, and we've got it wrote down here, and this is something, you know, this, whenever I heard her say this, I thought about, you know, the Holy Ghost is bearing witness with this here. It says, and she said this, faith is works of love. Now, if you look in Galatians 5 and 6, it says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in verse 6 it says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Yes.
You know, that's what it's all about right there, is just working by love. And I thank God, you know, whenever the Holy Ghost bear witness with something like that and brings it out, you know, and let us all know that we're on the right and in the right place. You know, I believe they're in one place where the Lord told them to go into the upper room, and it said they were all one mind, one accord, and one place. And they had their mind centered up on something because they knew that Jesus said, if you go up there and stay there until you endure power from on high, and he said, I'm going back to the Father, and I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter, and he's going to lead you and guide you and teach you all the truth. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're just trying to tell you, by faith you can have this. And by faith you can have life. You can have salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, because as I said there a while ago, he bore the shame. And when he went to the cross, he became sin just for us. A man that never knew sin, but he come sin that we could have life and have it more abundant. I praise God tonight that he loved us enough that he done that for us. And I tell you what, it is amazing how God has done for us and what he's done for us without any, you know, he went to the garden there and he prayed. He said, Father, he said, if it be thy will, you know, he said, let this cup pass from me. But he said, nevertheless, thy will be done. He done that through love because he loved us so much that he was willing to give his life on the cross that we could have life. I tell you, I praise God tonight for that. And you know, as Brother Miller mentioned there a while ago, no greater love than he that lay his life down for a friend. That's what love will do for you. That's what faith, true love of faith will move for you. I remember one time I was going into New York City and for a revival up there, and they told me how bad New York was. I never had been there before, but and the devil was trying to talk to me and tell me all this old stuff, how bad it was. And I began to pray and I began to cry and talk to God. I said, God, don't matter what happens, I said, just let me have enough of love in my life that I lay my life down for them people. And I said, and let me have a chance to witness to the one that's going to cause all the confusion and win them to the Lord. I said, and then, you know, God moved. I began to weep and cry and praise God in faith. And I think a lot of times about that prayer that I prayed to God. And I thank God, you know, I felt a peace and a comfort in my life. If anything would have happened to me, I knew that where I was going, you know, I don't have to worry about where I'm going because I done made reservations. I done got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Done got him knowing that I'm on my way to there one day after a while. He's up there right now repairing a mansion for Lloyd Yearwood that I'll be able to step into when that time comes. Sometimes I get homesick, just want to go on and be with him. It's because of the love that God has placed in my heart. And you can have that same love that God will place it down in you. My friend, I know a lot of times just in the flesh it's hard to think about losing a loved one. But just think if we're where we ought to be with God, we ought to be able to rejoice because we know that their name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and there's no problem because there won't be no storm that would sidetrack them. They'd be able to move into the mansion, and I praise God tonight. Sometimes I just get so homesick that I just want to go on and just be with him because I know that when I get over there, there will not be no more problems, won't be no more troubles. Just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. My name is Obey the Lord. I feel the presence of God here tonight. Praise God.
You know, the word of the Lord, hallelujah, it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
And it pierces between the bone and the marrow, between the soul and the spirit, and it lays open and reveals the intents of the heart. It's the love of God that brings the sinner to repentance. When the word of God will lay bare, will lay open your heart and the condition that you're really in. Hallelujah. And it's the love of God that shows us our sin-sick condition before we're saved. Before we come to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's the love of God that does that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's the grace of God that reaches out and says, I've made a way. Hallelujah. The way of the cross. Hallelujah. The cleansing of the blood of Jesus. But we first have to see our condition. Hallelujah. You know, and that measure of faith is there. It's there given to everyone when he shows us our condition. That measure of faith is there, right on the spot, to help us believe, to help us receive, hallelujah, what we need. Glory to God. You know, on the day of Pentecost, it was when the Spirit of the Lord came in like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house, and upon them were the tongues of, like cloven tongues of fire. The early church was being birthed, hallelujah.
Yes.
But I tell you, in this hour, the ministers of God, hallelujah, hikamahatamahaya, we are going through something to be prepared, hallelujah, that when we open our mouth, the sword of the Spirit, like fire, will come out, hanamahaya, and convict men and women, hallelujah, and bring them to an altar of repentance that they might be saved before it's too late. This is the faith we've got to contend for. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
I'm going to read this in Jude. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, you've got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And
Great.
He's got to have you. Because the only way you can build up your most holy faith, the Word says, is by praying in the Holy Ghost. And then he says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with his joy. Hallelujah. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in Revelation, he says, whosoever will may come and drink of the water of life freely. He didn't say just anybody can come up and drink. That's not what he said. He said, whosoever will.
Yes.
You've got to have a will. You've got to exercise your will toward him. And that's that measure of faith that he's given you to even come to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I believe to the church, he's saying, when Brother Terry was speaking about Peter and the boat and the water, and the Lord bid him to come to him, I say, hear what the Spirit's saying unto the church. He is bidding us to come and walk on the water with him in this hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That which is impossible with man is possible with God. All things are possible with him. Hallelujah. To those that believe. Hallelujah.
Man. Praise God.
I'm not,
Go ahead, Brother Miller.
Do you know, back in the days of Pharaoh, you know, back when Pharaoh commanded all the firstborn to be killed, reminded of Moses, how he was to the carriage and put into the Nile and saved.
Amen.
Hebrew child. He was a Hebrew child. Raised as an Egyptian, he found out his inheritance. Found out he was from a Hebrew descent. He turned from what he was taught.
Yes, amen.
What he felt by the Spirit, bloodline. He went back to the bloodline.
Yes, he did.
Calling a lot of people to go back to his bloodline. God's calling a lot of people to come back into the bloodline.
Yes, he is.
I'm reminded that Moses, to the backside of the desert, he was driven out back to the bloodline.
Hallelujah.
God on the backside of the desert. God revealed himself in a burning bush. So much so, he was so inquisitive, he couldn't stand it no more. He had to go up and see what consumed this bush because it didn't burn up. But
Amen.
What happened was Moses got consumed of it.
Yes.
Moses become a child of God. Moses found out who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was. He found out what it was all about. And I hear God, you know, for many, many, many times, Moses went before Pharaoh and said, let my people go.
Amen.
Here's God, Moses, God, sent him before him. And he's saying, let my people, it was in bondage, captured.
Right. Brother Miller,
telling you the same, yes, sir.
I ain't been
Is it over?
It's over. This hour went fast. Praise the Lord.
Ah, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. God will give it to me another day, another hour.
Can you call me on my home phone here in a minute?
Okay. Sister Cheryl, you still there?
Yes, honey. He's asking you, can you call him on his home phone in a minute?
Yes, I'm in a lot of traffic. Yes, I will make that call now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good night to you, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you there in a minute then.
All right. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Okay. God bless you.